Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. My name is Leroy Allen. I am the host of the Life Enhancement radio and talk show. I am also a nationally recognized credit and debt counselor through the NACCC. I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening for this power-packed workshop and seminar on credit and debt elimination. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, our mission statement is to enhance the lives of its listeners through power-packed information and resources that ultimately make one's life better. There are many times when we talk about credit, in particular consumer credit, that we must give very, very close attention to the accuracy of our credit report. The accuracy of our credit report reflects that we gauge the name that's on the credit report, the address that's on the credit report, the employment history that's on the credit report, the date of birth that's on the credit report, and the Social Security number that's on the credit report. There are many times when I coach individuals or speak to groups of people, there are many times that people want to know what is the determining factor of their FICO score, which is also something that you should give special attention to. Your FICO score is those three digits that sit at the top of your credit report or at the very bottom of your credit report. The FICO score is made up of five different elements, and I'm going to give you those elements just as I would give, clients. The first element is the payment history, which is about 35% of your FICO score. Simply put, the fewer the late payments, the better. And again, that's 35%. Credit use is 35% of your FICO score. When we talk about the credit use, we're talking to those persons such as myself who have credit cards, and we must keep in mind with those credit cards that we need to be or need to stay beneath the 30% threshold level of the limit score, of your credit card. And with that being said, if in fact a client comes to me and says, I have a credit card and it's $1,000. Case in point, I would be saying to her or advising him or her that 30% of that threshold level of the credit limit is that they cannot spend no more than $525 of that $1,000. And why? It's because we want to either increase your credit score or we want to maintain your credit score. So there's a why behind everything that we do. And third, length of credit history is 15% of your FICO score. The length of credit history just simply says, or it is unfortunate, should I say, that there are many persons who come to me and say, I'm going to close down my credit card. Now, I will say to you as I would say to them, there's a thin line between love and hate as it relates to closing down your account. And the reason being, one is it's 15% of your FICO score. And if it's 15% of your FICO score, then why would you close it down? Now, the love side of closing it down is you do reduce your debt-to-value ratio, which is one of the determining factors that underwriters use as it relates to giving you borrowing power for the loans that they're selling you. So your debt-to-value ratio do come into play with that, and that's the love side of it. The hate side of the of what I'm saying to you is, if in fact that is 15% of your FICO score, you always want to keep credit accounts open for at least 5 years before you close them down. At least 5 years before you close them. Because the history of the account, once again, is 15%. Okay? Then we take a look at the type of credit use is 10% of the score. When we look at credit use and that being 10% of the score, I always advise more better for you to establish credit with a bank or with a department store versus a financial institution. Because the bank in a department store is going to be certain that they report to the credit bureau on the FICO score, where the financial institution may not report it at all. And next is inquiries. Inquiries are 10% of your FICO score. And I advise my clients, as I would advise you, do not put or allow anyone to run inquiries of more than 3 every 6 months. All you need is 3 inquiries to be reported every 6 months. Now, there's a difference between hard inquiries and soft inquiries. Hard inquiries are those inquiries where you have taken the time to give up your personal information to banks, financial institutions, or department stores, and you have given them the right to run your credit for whatever purchase. Soft inquiries are nothing more than advertisements. Now, there are many times as well where persons would come and ask, well, how do I get to a 750 and above credit score? Good question. What you and I must do in order to get to a 750 and above FICO score is we must maintain at least 3 to 4 revolving accounts, meaning credit cards. And once again, we need to stay beneath the 30% threshold level in order to see the increase in our credit score. So, also, you must have at least 1 installment or 1 trade line. Installment or trade line mean the very same thing. What we're talking about there is auto or mortgage. And third, all accounts. And, of course, in learning, repetition is golden. So you've heard this before. A few accounts should be around 5 to 10 years old or longer with positive use. Okay? And fourth, no late payments or other account blunders. 5, very few credit inquiries. Once again, repetition is golden to learning. So I'll say to you again, you need not have no more than 3 inquiries every 6 months. Okay? Then, of course, we talk about credit ranges. A 720 to 850 is an excellent FICO score. And that particular number, or those particular numbers, represent the best score range and best financing terms. So, with that being said, as we all look to strive to get there, when we get there, we can put a demand on what we pay and what we're not going to pay. And then second, of course, we have 700 to 719, which is very good, qualifies a person for favorable financing. Once again, 700 to 719 is very good, and that qualifies a person for favorable financing. Then, of course, we have 675 to 699, which is average. A score in that range will usually qualify most loans. So now, with all of that being said, we have went over the 5 main elements that make up your FICO score. We talked about the importance of accuracy. We talked about how to get to that 750 and above FICO score, which we all want to be there. And we talked about credit score range. Credit score range. And so the next step moving forward that we want to look at is how do we get to that place where we are comfortable enough to say, I'm not going to pay you or pay the lender XYZ dollars because I now know what to do and I know what my rights are as it relates to my credit file. So now once we get to that point where we become very relational about what we're going to pay and what we're not going to pay based on our credit file, we can then keep more money in versus putting money out, which is something that we all want to do. So now, once again, the five main elements of your FICO score is payment history, which is 35% of your FICO score, credit use, which is 30% of your FICO score, length of credit history, which is 15% of your credit score, type of credit use is 10% of your FICO score, and inquiries are 10% of your FICO score. With all those things, with all that in mind, we know what makes up our FICO score. We know the importance of accuracy because of the So, and of course, we looked at how to get a 750 and above FICO score. For further information on the credit repair and debt consolidation we experienced a little technical, a few technical difficulties here. We also will take a look at, in our next phase, we'll take a look at debt settlement. We'll take a look at preventing judgments and wage garnishment. We will also take a look at all of the principles and concepts of business credit. There are many persons that we have as clients that cannot make the distinction or have not come to the conclusion that there's a difference between consumer credit and business credit. And we look at business credit in the sense that we are looking to help entrepreneurs obtain business credit without the use of their personal credit, and so then therefore they can move forward in a much more profitable way. With all that we have discussed here this evening, I want to thank you all once again for joining in on the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. And if I, you know, could just ask you to do three things for me, it would be live hard, live long, but most importantly, live right. Thank you very much once again for joining the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. If, in fact, you need to email us prior to the show, to be in the midst of the show, or at the very end of the show, you can email us at Life Enhancement, at Life Enhancement Consulting Group. .org. Thank you so very much, and I look forward to seeing you and talking to many of you during the next phase, which is credit, business credit. Thank you.